Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Leah Mason and Bree Gable here to talk about the upcoming Transition Sitka Expo happening on Saturday, March 29th. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Leah, why don't we start with you? For those who might not be familiar with Transition Sitka, who are you as an organization? What is the goal behind your group?
So Transition Sitka is modeled loosely around a bigger movement, Transition Towns. And so the idea of that is that people in, you know, starting with the original Transition Town, Totnes in England, were looking at the increasing prices of fuel and the impacts of not being able to get as much of the things that we're used to getting. As a result of that, but also as a result of the interest in reducing our emissions over time. So it's kind of double whammy.
Got it.
And for small towns, this can mean a lot because we're not the heart of people's thinking when it comes to logistics. We're at the end of the logistics chain, and we don't really matter to the big picture in that sense. So Totnes just went wild and crazy, and their way of addressing this stuff was to just get as local as possible and to crank up local economy, local options for doing the kind of things that we're at the moment kind of relying on external providers for. So that started up in the, I think, mid-noughties, as we call it in Australia, the 2000s. And there's a lot of really great stuff coming out of that. One of the things that people are focusing on is electrification and to avoid some of the issues with addressing climate change and rising fuel volatility and costs. So the exposition has been one of the things that we've been doing to kind of draw focus to the things we need to do, but also to the things that we're already doing. Sitka's actually a pretty can-do town.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of stuff here, but we don't necessarily give it the attention or the credit it deserves. And so the previous expos have focused on electrification. We don't have as much local expertise here on that. I mean, we have our municipal utility, so that puts us in a great position. There are a lot of people who rely on a corporation who have shareholders and something else on their minds than just doing the work of providing us with heat and light.
Mm-hmm.
So we're lucky in that sense. But this year we have a lot of reason to focus on a bigger picture of where are we getting our food. And we just had a big internet outage. We had just a little small one, but that was a get things back together after the big unexpected one last year.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we found fascinating about that was how much time it took to get all the systems turned over and working. But the one group of people who didn't have any problem communicating were the ham amateur
the ham radio operators.
Mm-hmm. And they were actually pretty pivotal in getting some of our systems up. So we wanted to give the focus to them. And they're actually working on a mobile emergency communication system and really interested in training people in this technology. So emergency preparedness is another area that we're interested in looking at. So those are the key kind of focuses of this one. It's an expansion. But we're still covering the heat pumps, the renewable energy conservation end of things, and we've got a lot of people there to provide information about it.
Awesome. So just really community resilience, realizing how much talent, how much resources we have right here in Sitka, and tapping into that. You've already got the good base because this is the third expo now happening with Transition Sitka. We've got that good base with energy independence in many ways with heat pumps or other things that can get us away from fossil fuel usage or at least be more efficient in our electrical usage. And so now we're like, okay, we've got our base. Now we're creeping out to these other places where we can take advantage of this.
Yeah. I mean, we saw during COVID what happens when the barges don't or the ferries don't operate. Towns go without groceries. And Sitka, again, showed its can-do attitude by taking them via sailboat, you know. That's what I love about this place. But there are things that we need to plan to do if we're going to do more of it. And so this is about helping that happen.
Excellent. So what are some of the booths or some of the information? Like you're saying, you have the Shark Club, the ham radio operators will be present to share some of their knowledge. What are some of the other booths, some of the other, I guess, experts or mm-hmm. sources of inspiration that people might be able to learn about at the expo?
So we've also got the Alpha crew coming in to talk about their project that they have been working on to improve the efficiency of the local fishing fleet. Mm-hmm. So we'll have them there with their information about how that project is going. They've been transitioning, I think, several boats, and they'll be able to tell people about what's been going on. We are also going to have the Pacific Highs Farm to Table project there. They are growing food and cooking it and serving it to school children. And I think that's a really interesting thing now that the Sitka School District is planning to do its own thing too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great opportunities there to learn about food production and to be involved in it. And I think that there could be an amazing expansion of what Pacific High is doing. We'll have Andrea, who's the head of that particular thing. And she's also an amazing local gardener. I was just saying that my experience of the farmer's market is getting up on a Saturday, setting up and watching Andrea sell out in 20 minutes with a line stretching around the A and B hall.
People know where the good produce is, and it's from Andrea.
And they want to get there early to get it because it's gone.
So clearly a good person to learn some tips and tricks from if you're an amateur gardener or just looking to maybe to expand what you do.
And you can do a lot in a small space mm-hmm. as long as you know the tricks. And we have people here who know them.
Yes.
Lori Adams lives at the top of my street. I watch her garden go up and down every year. And having taken a look at one of her books, which will be in print again soon, don't worry, she's saying, soil, it's amazing. You know what? Sometimes you don't even need dirt for it. Get some sand and some seaweed.
Again, soil, sometimes you don't need dirt. A sentence I would not have thought could work for gardening. But again, that's why the expo would be a good place to go to talk with these local experts that we have.
That's right. It's still blowing my mind.
Amazing. So, and you were mentioning before we went on air as well that beyond these booths where people can come by between 10 and 2 to talk to at their leisure and as their interest takes them, there's also going to be a couple panels and presentations during the expo as well. Talk a little bit more about those.
So we wanted to get people a little more involved as well as showcasing the local knowledge. So we are doing a combination of panels, discussions, and presentations. So the presentations are going to be about the heat pumps, mm-hmm. local programming, and the kind of things we're going to need to do to make heat pumps a really, really efficient way for Sitka to make its move away from heating and light that is not going to be resourced from here. We're approaching a point where all that money we spent on a dam could get a little tight. Mm-hmm. As we expand in different directions. So Robin Gilchrist, who is from University of Alaska in Southeast, their construction lead in terms of their program there, will be talking about the kind of things we need to do in terms of reducing our use of some things to increase our ability to provide mm-hmm. energy for mm-hmm. other things. And this just within the system of a household and a heat pump.
Right.
We're also going to have people from Southeast Conference talking about the program they're rolling out that will be delivering heat pumps in a large way to large parts of Southeast. And we have a portion of that through Alaska Heat Smart, and they'll be here also to talk about that. We're going to be having a panel on gardening from some of our very, very important experts, Florence Welsh. We'll be laying it out. Lori Adams will also be there. We're bringing in Angie Bowers to talk a little bit about the development of mariculture. Mm-hmm. People here have been eating seaweed for a long time, and I have eaten local seaweeds, and I feel really attached to my food here when I am in that kind of relationship. And watching the salmon come in and out, every time I eat salmon, I think about that life cycle. Mm-hmm. So being able to take advantage of those things is an amazing thing to be able to get some information about. And the other thing is that Sitka has a lot of co-ops. Mm-hmm. And co-ops are a really interesting alternative to traditional business models that are just about exchange, but not so much about forming a community around what you need and how you get it. Mm-hmm. And that's where co-ops can really play an interesting role and do it at a really efficient way.
Interesting. Awesome. So places, so opportunities to learn a little bit more in depth at this expo, more than just the little bits you can see for your sparks of information at the booths. You'll have a chance to sit and get a little more in-depth information as well. Yeah. And you'll have the schedule for that. There's posters around town with QR codes. And then transitionsitka.org is the website with all that information as well.
Yes, we have an event on the front page, and you just need to click on that, and you'll be able to find a link to download the schedule. We're basically bracketing the electrification between co-ops starting at 10:30 and gardening starting at 1.
Awesome. And Bree, you are here. You've been part of the energy audit, the energy efficiency within Sitka, and you're also incorporating that into this expo as a way to kind of take what people are learning and being inspired about at the expo and actually crystallizing it into something that we can use to, in many ways, see the future, predict the future, shape our future.
With a
game Energy Quest. We've been seeing it. I've been reading it on the community calendar. Give us a little synopsis of what is this game? What is it being used for?
Yeah. So the Sitka Community Renewable Energy Strategy, the SCRES, that thing I've been on the radio about that I've lost track of how many times, is finally at a point where we're doing our workshops. And the way we are helping the community envision the future and give us good feedback is through a game. So the scientists behind the project have created a custom board game based on real numbers from Sitka. And I'm pretty sure every technology that's going to make an appearance at the expo makes an appearance at the game. And the idea is saying, hey, what do we want Sitka to look like in 2050? What are some of the actions we need to do to get there? And by playing this game, not only do you get a chance to kind of see how all of these pieces fit together, mm-hmm. we will actually use that those roadmaps, is what we're calling them, at the end of the game to put into a formal document of actual actionable steps that we can take as a community to make that community vision a more realistic possibility. So it's an interesting way to get to kind of pull all the pieces together, but you can also say that you actually help plan Sitka's energy future in an active way if you just come by and play a board game at about 1:30.
Awesome. Yeah, it's kind of like running different simulations of, if we put in these different variables, how could things play out? But it's us taking an active role in what those variables are. And our own information, our own thoughts and opinions about it, and getting to see it, I don't want to say real time, but...
Well, it's real numbers.
Yeah, right?
They're
numbers.
They're not numbers that are just kind of made up. They're as you play the game, you're required to create uses of energy as well as new sources of energy. And all of those things are based on actual estimates of what it would look like and what it would take in Sitka. All of the cost calculations, all of the long-term planning things of how to actually make those things happen are going to come later. Mm-hmm. But all we need from the community is what you want to see. Is it you want hydroponic gardens as soon as possible? Is it more electric vehicles? Is it more home efficiency? All of those things make an appearance, and they're all totally doable. And it's just a matter of how we, pun intended, spend our energy over the next 25 years to kind of spread that out across to make it achievable, because we can't do it all at once.
Right.
So by planning ahead and coming up with these different things and different scenarios, like you said, we can kind of be more strategic in how we do it, thus the community renewable energy strategy part of the project.
Yes, the strategy indeed. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So that will be within the expo at about 1:30, you said games will start playing, at least at the expo itself. And this is something that is the Energy Quest game is still something that folks can come and play.
So we'll have the game requires a little bit of facilitation. Okay. So we'll have this one workshop at 1:30. It's near the tail end of the expo. It's going to go beyond the expo. It's kind of a parallel event rather than part of the expo itself. But it made sense to do it all because the timing was too perfect. There will be a few more opportunities to play it if you can't make this one. But however, we are kind of trying to wrap up that data aspect. So if you want to play it, definitely try and hit one of these sessions because we're coming up near the end of that data collection period.
Got it. And those are all posted on the community calendar here at Raven Radio. Well, goodness, we're out of time this morning, but thank you, Leah and Bree, for talking about the Transition Sitka Expo coming up Saturday, March 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall, including a chance to play Energy Quest to help shape Sitka's energy future. More information about all of the booths and the timing for the panels and presentations for the expo can be found at transitionsitka.org. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Erin.
Thanks.